Item number 22, from the Milwaukee County Comptroller, submitting an informational report providing an update on the 2014 year-end fiscal projection for Milwaukee County, March 2014. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Go ahead, Ms. Mansky.
This is the first quarter report for 2014. For January and February, we let you know about issues we became aware of as departments told us. First quarter is the first time where all departments are required to tell us of exactly where they're at for their status. And so you will see more information in here summarizing some of the issues that are occurring for departments. The projection right now is a surplus of $3.5 million for the year. Major highlights for that are Sheriff's Office projecting a deficit of $3.8 million, House of Correction a deficit of $1 million, DOT paratransit system, DOT transit paratransit system projecting a surplus of $2.5 million. That surplus of $2.5 million is related to their other post-employment benefit plan. They received their report from their actuary, which is indicating that they're going to have to pay less money in this year than they projected. It shows here, as I indicated in the previous report, the Department of Family Care is projecting a deficit of $5.2 million. 4.9 they made you aware of during the budget process. So this is indicating that $4.9 million would come, or the whole $5.2 million would come out of the reserves. So they're a little above their initial projections of a $4.9 million deficit at approximately $5.3. We are currently projecting fringe benefits to have a surplus of approximately $3.3 million. That analysis is coming from the actuary Willis, who is giving this their initial look at the numbers based upon the activity both from last year and how last year ended up with the surplus, as I mentioned in the previous report. And so based upon that and how things are turning out for the first few months, they're currently projecting a surplus of about $3.3 million deficit in interest earnings. And then you'll see in here a reporting on the individual departments, the ones that have the larger surpluses or deficits, or the ones we wanted to make you aware of if there were other issues related to that. This is similar to what we provide, but this is the first time the departments for the year provide us, have to report back to us, all of them.
Any questions or comments?
Go ahead. On the family care deficit, that's about 0.3 above what they had predicted. Is that at all related to the increase in the living wage?
No, none of it would be related to the living wage because as of the beginning of the year, they already had all of their agreements with the entity that would be subject to the living wage agreement. So none of that is related to the living wage, but next year, 15, because it's only a one-year agreement they have, next year, 15, that would be subject to the living wage.
And this is strictly Milwaukee County. The Department of Family Care has a larger region than that, but we're strictly seeing the Milwaukee County part of it.
That's, yeah, it's and I believe the reasoning is mainly due to the rate. I think a rate that's, yeah, the capitation rate that they're getting from the state.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, anything further? Now we don't need to take any action on this unless someone wants to. Not seeing anything.